but the blessing be here again. Now, when Hadman and Jitus had brain damage, and they didn't know I'd gonna live for a while, but God left me here, I think, a reason. And one of them is preach. And I love it. I am worst preacher in America. And the dumbest, too. But I love people and love God. So I think God want me to do it. And here we go. I can't get all words in. So here I do. I will leave out and let you put in. That way, if wrong, your fault, not mine. My wife had to teach me everything I know. Reading, writing, and kissing. Kissing, my favorite subject. I tried to get A+ that. My eyesight is blurred. Sometimes I go kiss her. I miss her lips. But I kiss till I find them. Turn Psalm 27. Psalm 27. I love Brother Damon. You know, you have Pastor, true man of God. Isn't that great? Now, on our table in the back, we have already given a few dozen books to the teenagers of this church. We gave them to Pastor Jonathan, youth, and, youth pastor. I get it, man. And for him, give them. And I love give things away. They go quicker that way. But on that table, we have books. My book, Be Good Cheer, on discouragement, depression. It only $3. Here. All of my books, CDs, How to Make Marriage Classic, Brother Job by Brother John. All of my CDs, $3. Every book, no matter how marked, only $3. Except the newest book is one my Donna wrote. And we're still having to pay the cost of that. So it's little more. I have free tracts back there. Free encouragement cards back there. Oh, they bless you and bless others. Just get them and take them and share them with others. I love help people. I on plane, and when I go talk to somebody plane, I tell them, "Hi, Brother John." And then I try to explain them why speech not right. When I got done, now the young man just sitting beside me, he put up this big, beautiful skateboard up in luggage rack, barely got in. He was going to a national tournament. He looked sort of like hippie, And I wanted to witness. After I tell him why I couldn't speak well because of meningitis, he said, "Bummer, dude." I've never been called a dude before. But I guess I am. Psalm 27. Oh, I love Book of Psalm. Book of Psalm, favorite book in Old Testament. First Peter, favorite book, New Testament. 27:13. I had fainted unless believe, see goodness, Lord, land of living. Oh, David. David went through so much. Oh, my. His king trying to kill him. The suffering he went through. David had a child die. Bathsheba bore. David, when the child got sick, God told him the child would die because of sin. He fasted and prayed and begged God not to do it. But God did it. God did it. The child died. Did David get mad at God and quit on God because that happened? No, he didn't. No. We see him say, "Blessed be God." And he went on. They had another child that was in the lineage of Jesus Christ. I know people who lost children will not step in door of church. They're mad at God. Don't get mad at God. Get mad at devil. He wouldn't do those things. Trust God. He's a good God. I couldn't read or write after illness. I barely read now. I have a hard time getting all words in. But the more I listen through the Bible, 2-3 hours a day, two things finally stood out to me that I decided I couldn't believe whether live or die. God always good and God always right. Man. I want you to know about my precious wife. Now when I wake up, I didn't know me, didn't know her, didn't know children. All gone. She began teaching me. "I, Donna, you're John, we married." I said, "Married?" I couldn't talk plain. I repeated word best could, "Married." She explained, "Married means you belong to me and I belong to you." I said, "You my Donna?" She said, "Yes." That's what I call her ever since. My Donna. Well, my precious Donna, we have a 2-story guest room at camp. Log. We had some guest workers coming. Free charge help build building camp. So she had been upstairs making beds, cleaning rooms and place, coming down, lost balance, hit the concrete at the bottom with her knee and shattered it. Didn't just crack it or break it, but shattered the bone. Well, the doctor tried to fix it. Didn't work. Sent her to asbestos, Little Rock. Got worse. Bless her heart. She still has used cane. She suffered with it. Was she doing something bad? No. She's doing something good. She's doing something for the Lord. One day, before break, knee, she out in the front yard playing with grandkids. My Donna loved grandkids. She playing with them. I think that's perfectly good do. She rolled on the stick they had and fell down on back. Hurt her. She went on playing some. Came in and said, I got to work this thing out my back. So she tried. Got worse. Went to the doctor. They did MRG and found out she had broke back. Had to do surgery. She's not doing anything wrong. She's playing with the grandkids. Why in the world would God let her break her back? 2 or 3 of my doctors are in Little Rock, 55 miles away from us. When we get in the car to go to Little Rock doctor, we always pray, Lord, protect us, be with us, keep us from wrecking, and then we leave. One morning we did that. We prayed as usual. We got in a wreck. Man, those airbags popped out. It was a mess. We asked God not to let that happen, but he did. Oh, I need Pastor Dameron to help me. The 5 young men that died as missionaries, one was Jim Elliott. Do you know the name his wife wrote? Elizabeth, yes. She wrote and one of her books. The night before they went to those people to witness, all 5 of families joined together to fellowship and pray, read scriptures, sing hymns about God's hand, and asking God for protection. And they all felt like God would be with the men. The next morning when they went, they were all killed. You say, John, explain that to me. I can't. But I tell you what I can't say. The Bible says God is right. And God is good. I'm going to believe the Bible, not man. I'm going to believe the Bible, not my eyes. Oh, my. I know I'm not here because good preacher. I know better that. I just here because Pastor Dameron loves me and thinks I might can be blessing some. I know that. Pastor Dameron in Paul in New Testament refers to church, local church, as a body, doesn't he? And like some of our arms, some legs, and different parts. But he also said some are more feeble than others. That me. I feeble one. But I'm so glad Paul in that passage also said, but they are necessary. Even weak ones are necessary. I'd like to tell people this. At least when I woke up, I knew I post-kissed a woman, not a man. I'd rather not be all here and know that. I did get depressed. Serious depressed. Oh, my. You know I still have to take seizure medicine. 3 or 4 pills a day. Seizure medicine. Oh, I dread those pills. I do. But I dread seizures worse. I have a pain pump inside my stomach now. Implanted right in here. With pipes that go back to my back. I'm sure some of you remember some of my stories about scooter driving. I can't drive a car and I can't drive a scooter no more. I'm legally blind, they told me. I'm so glad I told them that I'm legally blind, not illegally blind. But I was so depressed. I knew suicide would be wrong, but you have never seen a person in your life to beg God as much as I did to please take my life, God. I don't want to live more. I'm in constant pain. I thank God I don't have as many as you, but I still have those horrible cluster migraine headaches. They're so bad. If I lay down on back, just to lay my back of head on the pillow hurt. I know it sounds strange, but it does. Lay on my side, make me nauseous. One way can get help me some is on knees beside bed or couch. I don't always do it, but I try to remember to say, thank you, God, giving me something, bring me my knees. You see, if you have anything in life bring you to knees, that's a good thing. The best place you ever be is on knees before God. I said, God, I can't take this anymore. The pain pump helps my back some. He just said, John, you've had too many scooter wrecks. I'm sorry. They did the surgery and put a rod in. That helped for a few years. I would tell teenagers I'm into heavy metal now. That was good for about 3 or 4 years. when I went back, doctor did a picture of it and said, John, another surgery won't help you. I'm sorry. So they put the pump in. God didn't answer my prayer to take me home. I'm so glad he's using me now. I can't travel much as used to. Only a couple times a month. But I try to do my best. I really do. I remember one time I came out of my Ghana. I live in a nice mobile home. And we have a bathroom right there in our bedroom. And I came out of there one day. My Donna said to me, John, you smell good. What put on? I said, didn't put anything on. She said, yes, I did. What put on? I said, nothing. So she went in there to look. And beside my sink where I normal put hairspray was room deodorant. I sprayed my hair with the room deodorant. I smelled like a pine tree. I tell you, folks, I wouldn't change. It doesn't hold worth anything. You know, people have said to me, John, do you think God placed that little germ in your head that caused all these terrible things that have happened to you? I says, I don't know. He may have. I pondered on that for a while. Maybe God did. Then I thought, when I get heaven, I said, if I find out God took his hand, placed that in my brain, I'm going to ask him which hand did he use, and then I'm going to kiss it. You see, the three greatest things in my life, my salvation, my Donna, and meningitis. Greatest things. More good has come out than anything else. Anything. I was on a plane one day. There used to be a Northwest airline. It doesn't exist anymore. But it had a hub in Little Rock. They went a lot of places. So I would fly them mainly. I flew 50 weeks out of the year. I can't possibly do that now. Sometimes I would fly 2 times a week. I had enough points that they would put me up in first class, free of charge. I would never pay to go first class. I would never let a church pay for me to go first class. But if it's free, I might as well. I found witnessing to first class sinners is harder than second class. Here, what do they? Put earphones on as quick as can, so don't have to put up with you. So here, what do? Before they can get them out and get them on, I start in on them. I'd sit in there. And this lady, she had a diamond ring on her big enough to choke a horse. She reaching in her bag. And I said to her, "Do you believe in prayer?" She stopped. She thought a minute. She said, "Well, yes, I do." I said, "My name, Brother John." I said, "I had a terrible bout with meningitis years ago. And I still suffer from some debilitating effects. And I had a difficult night. And this morning has been real hard. I almost canceled, but I'm going to a church and feel like if that pastor invites me, people probably need me." I said, "If my name, Brother John, come to your mind, will you pray for me?" She said, "I've never had anybody ask that." I said, "The Apostle Paul in the Bible, a great Christian man, several times asked Christian churches to pray for him. He needed it so bad. Now I need it too." I said, "Let me ask you this. Have you ever prayed the sinner's prayer?" And she says, "Well, I don't even know what that is." I said, "Can I tell you what it is in case you'd like to pray it?" She said, "Well, yes, that's okay." She put her earphones down. I took about 25 minutes to explain the plan of salvation, the need of praying to God and calling out to God, repenting from sin, trusting Christ, asking Him to save you. While I'm doing that, I just about finished. And I see tears coming down cheeks. I look at her and I say, "Would you like to pray that now?" She shook her head, "Yes." I said, "Let's the two of us just bow our heads right here." And I said, "Can you pray that by yourself? Or did you need me to help you?" On rare occasions, when somebody wants to get saved, me, I will help them a little bit with the prayer. Not whole thing. I want to make sure they pray most self. She says, "I can do it." And boy, she cried out to God. Turn from her sin. Ask Christ to save her. It was precious. And you know, one of the funniest things to me, right on the end, she said, "Now, Lord, please be with Brother John, too." I think the Lord in heaven got tickled that one. Never had a sinner prayer like that. Have you ever prayed the sinner prayer? Do you know if you have? And then those of us that have, are you hurting right now? Do you need to get close to God? Why don't you come up here and kneel? Say, "Lord, I want to get close to you. I really do." God bless these people real good. Bless Pastor Cameron. I hope I've helped his church. Please use him. Jesus' name. Amen. Help me. Help me.